Leanne Rayner is the CEO of AGA. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Let's talk about AGA and what your mission is when it comes to training apprentices and trainees here in Gippsland.
AGA has been around for more than 40 years now, Andrew, and we are a group training organisation that employs apprentices and trainees. But the other part of the business is that we also train apprentices and trainees. We actually do training for apprentices and trainees and have been doing so for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of have opportunities for full-time, part-time, casual trainers. Trainers can decide on what suits them. So they may say, look, we want to be working on the tools for 4 days a week and we want to do 1 day of training. The trainers that we have at AGA, they're really key to developing the next generation of tradies, employees and so on.
We're talking with Leanne Rayner, who is the CEO of AGA. Now, I'm sure you've got lots and lots of success stories out there. Give us an example of one.
Being around for over 40 years, we've got a number of trainers who were once AGA apprentices themselves. So they came through the system as young people, you know, started their trade, went out and got qualified in their particular trade industry or wherever they were qualified, had their own apprentices, and now have come back to train the next generation. There's just so many stories.
Now, AGA, you guys are actually looking, you're on the lookout for more traders here in Gippsland. Now, what type of qualifications and experience are you guys looking for in potential trainers?
A potential trainer really needs to have their relevant trade qualifications, for example, a plumbing, electrical, carpentry qualifications. We also support them to obtain the necessary qualifications to become a trainer. So we often support them to find the right training experience where they can put their training knowledge into practice, and then they can actually become a trade qualified trainer as well in the classrooms. They can actually work in our state-of-the-art facilities to be able to give the apprentices and trainees that practical hands-on component as well.
Are there any key areas in which AGA is actually actively looking for particular trainers?
We're looking for electrical, plumbing and carpentry qualified people, and we're also looking for other trades as well. But electrical, plumbing and carpentry, they're in short supply.
Finally, what do you see as the long-term impact of AGA's training program on the Gippsland community?
Yeah, well, we want to ensure that everyone who wants to become an apprentice has that pathway to get there. A quality training program which we can offer through AGA to complete the best possible trainers to help those apprentices and trainees, that's really what we're after. I mean, coupled with this is helping our employers find the right apprentice and trainee and ensuring that every young person that graduates from AGA leaves with all the skills and knowledge to be successful within their sector and within the industry and within the Gippsland region.
So if you're intrigued, if any of our listeners may be interested in joining AGA as a trainer, how can they get in touch with your organisation and express their interest?
Well, they can log on to our website at aga.com.au, or they can shoot us an email at trainforus@aga.com.au.
Leanne Rayner, the CEO of AGA, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Andrew.